We've reported on this in the past, and more we're starting to see this emerge as a major problem. Now, if you are the owner of a property, an investment property, or even your own personal home, probably more so an investment property, you're going to really want to have a listen to what we have to say in the next few minutes. Brian Goodall is the National Sales Manager for a company that is called OCTIEF. Basically, Brian, your company is on top of the situation with regard to detecting methamphetamine poisoning in properties. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you very much for having me.
I read with interest that at least one state government's finding it difficult to get on top of this, paying about $400,000 just to clean up some homes that have been poisoned with methamphetamine. That was in Victoria.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, if we use New South Wales as another example, they each year they knock down 6 to 10 homes every year that are probably so contaminated that they're not worth, you know, not economically worth cleaning. So it's a massive problem everywhere you go.
Is this increasing? Are you noticing it increasing?
The awareness is certainly increasing. I think we know that the usage, and we're talking about per capita, has increased nearly tripled in the last 5 years in Australia. So contamination is, you know, therefore is bound to increase also.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. It's not so much the fact that people are endangering themselves with this, but the poisoning that's left behind on properties is both hard to clean up, but is also quite harmful to innocent people like children, even adults.
Absolutely. You can inadvertently, and to be quite fair, I think that most people that are using, as in they're smoking methamphetamine, they're not necessarily out to harm anybody else or to do damage to a property or anything else, but they're not aware either of the effect that they're having. The chemical contamination they leave behind is both invisible, can't see it, can't necessarily smell it. And, you've got innocent people that come into that room along. So you might have a future tenant, for example. They've got a small child. No one knows that contamination is there. And people start getting sick.
The owners of investment properties rely very much on property managers to keep them on top of these types of situations. Are they aware of this, how widespread this is, and are they testing?
Some are testing. I'd say that the majority are not testing. It's quite concerning. I've spoken to a number of property managers in the last probably 6 months or so, and that there are a lot of people who don't believe we have an issue. They don't see that, you know, there's a real problem there, and they've kind of got their heads buried in the sand a little bit. There's a real differentiating fact here between if we're talking about manufacturer's house like McLaren Stein Lab, where people have been manufacturing methamphetamines inside the house. That's quite well known, and you know the awareness is out there, and I guess there's probably movies like Breaking Bad, etc., where people already have an image of that in the heads of what they're doing to a house and the kind of contamination that can be left. So that's one problem. The other problem is from, you know, like we say, from people smoking, where we can't see it, we can't smell it, we don't even know that contamination is there, and that's a whole different story to deal with.
What are the signs that a property manager should be looking out for?
Well, like I said, Kevin, if we're talking about a house that's been smoked in, there literally are no signs. It could be as clean and tidy as your house or my house. There's no staining, there's no smells. You don't know until people start getting sick, and quite often that's when these properties are discovered, when someone has been admitted to hospital on a number of occasions, and no one quite knows why they're getting sick, and they get removed from that environment, they start getting well again, they go back into that environment, they start getting sick. Then testing is done, and then we realise that there is in fact contamination there.
Is there a low level test that property managers can do to see if this is happening?
There certainly is. There certainly is, and that's actually a service that we offer. We call it our methamphetamine baseline screening, and so that's a test where we would come out to your premises, we would take samples, send them to the laboratory, and the laboratory would actually give us a result to tell us whether there's contamination there. From that early result, we can also tell whether the contamination is from manufacture or from use as well.
Yeah, we've already covered the cost of cleaning up, and that can be quite extensive. Just depends on, I guess, the amount of poisoning. But what does one of those tests cost?
A test, a laboratory test, that is $550, including GST. And that's available in metro areas.
Well, certainly something that property managers should be looking into, and certainly property owners should be well and truly aware of. The website, if you want to get a bit more information, octief.com.au. My guest has been Brian Goodall. Brian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.